My name's Aaron Brittingham. I'm the executive sous chef at Montana Ale Works.
The Bozeman-based restaurant's menu points out its kitchen uses local producers. For example, for hamburger.
And we get all of our burgers from Montana Wagyu Cattle Company.
Wagyu is a specialty breed of cattle. The meat commands a high price and is often referred to as Kobe. Brittingham says they worked with the Gallatin Valley Rancher to create the Montana Ale Works ground beef program. The 50% Wagyu and 50% Angus blend is a signature dish on their menu. Brittingham says while the restaurant buys from local producers as much as possible, it's still a challenge to meet the demand.
We do, of course, have to still get some product from national purveyors. We're a very large restaurant, and there isn't quite enough in Bozeman to supply us with everything that we need.
The same is true for executive chef Amy Smith of the Grand Hotel in Big Timber. She relishes being in the middle of cattle country, where her customers regularly order tenderloin and New York steaks. Sitting down with a glass of red wine in the lobby of the Grand after a long day in the kitchen, Smith says she'll buy beef from local ranchers for special occasions.
And people definitely do appreciate that. But on the menu, I want to be able to have consistent product so that you can come here in the middle of the winter or in the middle of the summer and you'll be getting pretty much the same product. And it's a challenge.
Do you ever have any of the producers come to you and say, hey, I'd like to be your supplier?
Yes, we do. And again, I don't want to disappoint anybody, but I just tell them what we have, what we need. And, you know, sometimes we'll go through probably 15 tenderloins a week. That's 8 cows worth of tenderloins. And that, you know, nobody can produce that much.
Smith says she supports local ranchers in a more global fashion. It's by selling beef in the restaurant.
You know, the more beef people eat, the more everybody has to produce, and it will keep it affordable for people to be able to eat it instead of just a once-a-month treat.
And the fact that beef is born and raised on the nearby American Fork Ranch in Two Dot may not be in Smith's kitchen also isn't a concern to ranch co-manager Jed Evgen. He also has a global view.
We're out here, you know, producing a safe product for our consumers to eat around the world. I ain't going to just say in the United States, we're global. And anything that is produced out here, I'm very damn proud of and feel very comfortable, and every consumer in the world should feel comfortable.
Evgen hosted about 40 people, mostly ranchers, at the American Fork Ranch last week. The ranch last year won the Montana and Region 5 Environmental Stewardship Award. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.